Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
It's officially winter. We're now into November, which means it's, of course, peak time for the warm and hearty filling food. And chef and director of Conbini Condiments, Holly Dalton, is with us today to chat about big batch cooking soup. Holly, how
big
are you?
Big batch cooking soup. It sounds like such a boring thing to talk about. It's like, let's make loads of soup.
Right, so I went over the weekend and I bought stuff. Like, I'm in the, you know, that peak kind of like Monday, need to get something into the fridge and have it there for a few days for lunch. Like, potato and leek soup is sort of my plan for the afternoon. Like, how boring. Made it 100 million times. It's grand. Yeah. It's nice. You have brought two different bowls of soup in today. Now, this, like, instantly, this looks, just looks 100 times more appetizing than what I'm about to produce later today.
Well, thank you very much. And I think it's kind of like I spoke about with the short rib a few weeks ago. I like making a recipe and then having that in the fridge, and then it can be adapted easily into other recipes. And basically my go-to is this kind of umami broth.
So first of all, just explain how this looks to listeners, right? When you brought this in, I'm thinking it's a little... So to me, this doesn't look like a soup. I think it looks more like a kind of a ramen dish,
kind of traditional. It's kind of like, I call it like Queen of Leftovers broth, which is basically like, it's a super rich like umami broth, and then it's literally, not being dramatic here, it's whatever I have in the fridge thrown into it. So you want to like finely dice whatever veg you have. I often use, you know yourself, you might have like a roast chicken on a Sunday. I often like do a roast chicken over the weekend, and then that might last me a few days, and I'm shredding that up and tossing it into the broth as well.
So also colour wise, so in terms of the texture, it is that kind of nearly, you know, the broth ramen look.
Yes.
You see all of the veg is there.
Exactly.
It's not in any way liquidised. It's all diced up.
Yes.
And it has that, the only way I can describe it for me now in terms of colour, that sort of, you know, that peanut rayu chili oil look.
Yes, it has that vibe.
So instantly I'm into this now.
Yeah, me too. That's right up my alley. And you said rayu there, and basically I'm a huge fan of White Mousu, and they make this black bean rayu, and I always put it on top of all of my broth. Obviously you can make your own rayu, but like, who has the time for that? But basically this recipe, you're really cooking into it there.
I'm absolutely going to eat all of this.
It's great to see. I love this broth, but basically I'm really, look, right, I'm from a chefing background, and when you work in a restaurant, you're there all day, so it's grand to be cooking like a chicken stock or a veg stock or a beef stock that takes hours. At home, I'm not about that life, okay? It's not going to happen. So this broth recipe is the easiest thing ever. You're basically going to char some onions, garlic, and leek. And you can do that in one of two ways. You can do it on the stovetop, you can do it on the grill, or you can blowtorch it. Look, I have a blowtorch, don't ask. You know, and I use it for vegetables all the time. It's actually a very handy thing to have in the kitchen, genuinely. And then you're going to toss that into a pot with 3 litres of water, some dried shiitake mushrooms. You can use a little bit of seaweed, kombu seaweed if you want. I don't generally, but dried shiitake mushrooms, soy sauce. You bring that to the boil, cover it and leave it overnight, and that is it. Like, you're not simmering it. You know what I mean? It's coming up to the boil once, cover it, leave it overnight, and then
and
it's
done.
That's it. Really. And it's like this insane flavor bomb. And then obviously if you're going to be, you know, adding your leftovers to it, then I would season the broth a little bit normally with a little bit of Chinese black vinegar. If you can't get that, balsamic is very similar. So for this one you have in front of you, I use balsamic. Mm. A little bit of honey, a little bit of sesame oil, and then whatever veg you have, roast chicken, and then I always garnish it with a little bit of chili crisp
and
some scallions.
Scallion as well. And I should say for listeners, don't start taking all of this down, because we will share the recipe on our own socials here and on your socials as well. You've rice in this though.
Yeah. You gotta have carbs in soup.
I would never do that.
You see, but then it's not a meal. If there's no carbs in it, it's not a meal. That's from a health standpoint, that's not a good way to live, but that's how I live. If a meal doesn't have carbs, I mean, what happened? Something went wrong there. And I think from an Irish context, you often think about, okay, if you have soup, you're going to have bread on the side, which is grand, that's fine. But that's an extra step. Then it's like, oh, wait, I forgot to do the bread. Or, oh, we don't actually have any bread. Often that happens to me. I run out of bread, and then you're like, I'm not going out to the shop. So what I often do is I have some rice taken away in the fridge, or barley is another really good one. And these are great additions to soup. And if you kind of do that, and then it soaks it up a little bit as well. The kind of grains get really plump and full of flavor. I love it. And it's kind of, it's decently healthy. Like, and as well, you can make it vegetarian very, very easily. Like, the only meat in that is the roasted chicken that I added. You absolutely do not
don't
have to
have
add
to have
that.
It,
no,
yeah.
Really, really no. And there's no dairy in it either.
You can definitely get the soy flavor and taste off it. So it's honey is making the sweetness in this.
Yeah, honey. And there's not like a mad amount of honey or anything like that. Just like a small amount of honey. Like for a full recipe, that would be maybe like kind of 4 or 5 portions, like a tablespoon of honey.
Yeah. You
know what I mean? Like
this, but this really is a meal in itself. And what I love about this, it's not that traditional, boring soup.
Like, soup is one of those things that, I'm not being a snob, but you know, like, I don't really like buying soup in the shop. Often it's not very good and it's hard to find a good one. And if you're making it at home, if it's not good, it's like, okay, grand. I only have 3 litres of this now for the rest of the week. And like, it's not a very good soup. At least it's just every meal for the next 5 days. So, you know, it needs to be good. If it's not good, it's kind of, you're punishing yourself.
I feel the return on investment from in soup is just so low for the effort it takes.
But like, this is what I'm talking about with this broth recipe. And you'll be able to get on the News Talk website and on my socials as well, as we said. But it's low maintenance. I put this on as I had already had dinner one evening. I was cleaning up after dinner and I said, okay, grand, I'll throw this on. And by tomorrow, it'll be ready.
So you're calling this your queen of leftovers broth.
Queen of leftovers broth.
Next soup I'm taking over has a much more traditional look to it.
Yes.
Except in the middle of it, so I dip the spoon in, there's gnocchi.
Gnocchi, yeah. Come why not? Gnocchi's one of those things, you see it in the fruit section supermarket, you're boiling it for 2 minutes and it's done. And it's very hearty. It kind of
is gorgeous.
It's, thank you so much. It's potato adjacent. You know, it's that kind of like dumpling vibe. I also really like, it's a butternut squash soup that you're eating. I love butternut squash.
So it's butternut squash with gnocchi and pumpkin.
Toasted pumpkin seeds. Toasting seeds, okay? That's crucial. It's something that people don't really do.
No, never.
And you should. Because seeds versus toasted seeds, it couldn't be any more different.
Yeah.
And you're not like doing this every time you cook. You're toasting, you get the bag of whatever, 200 grams of seeds. You're toasting in a pan, put it in Tupperware, put it in a jar. It's toasted forever. You don't have to do it again. You don't have to do it every time you cook. They keep a long time. And genuinely, no exaggeration, seeds into a hot pan. This takes a minute. This is a very, very low effort. I am not about effort. I don't know if that's coming across here. I don't want to be cooking for a long time at home. Like, everyone is busy enough at home. You've worked all day. You know what I mean? You're
take
tired.
Me through this one then. This is no sweet potato.
So this is butternut squash.
Sorry,
you're
butternut
using
squash.
You're using your umami broth as the base. So this one broth recipe that you're going to make, the one I said earlier about the charred veg and the shiitake, this is staying in your fridge or your freezer. The recipe I'm going to have online is 3 litres. And you're using that then as a base for other soups. So you're boiling that up with, you're just going to saute off some garlic and onions, in with your butternut squash, sage, always sage and butternut squash. I mean, come on, tails all the time. A little bit of butter, of course. Splash of cream. Okay, I'm not talking about a lot of cream. Splash, literal splash. Umami broth, blend it up, cook your gnocchi, 2 minutes, in with your broth, finish it with your toasted seeds and a little bit of olive oil. Delicious.
It's absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, like these are just next level soups.
Thank you, they are good soups.
Not at all what I would ever dream of making. Well, the butternut squash, pumpkin, gnocchi soup. How does that freeze though?
So I wouldn't be adding your gnocchi in and freezing it. Your gnocchi takes 2 minutes. So I would make the soup and freeze it. And that lasts about, freezer guidelines. Let's be real here. They always say 3 to 6 months. I got stuff in there for 12 months. It's fine. Okay. It's absolutely fine. I think it's grand. I mean, don't hold me to that. But generally, if something is kind of vegetable based, I think it's fine. But also, I really don't like stuff knocking around in the freezer too long. I like to do clear outs and I do them regularly and ruthlessly. But yeah, freeze it. I think that, like we said earlier about soup, it's hard to make a small amount of soup. And also, you don't really want to make a small amount of soup because you already put the effort in to make soup. So make it, maybe have it for lunch 1 or 2 days or dinner. Like, these are hearty enough for dinner, absolutely. And then freeze the rest. Because you know yourself, even if something is nice, but then if you end up eating it for like 5 days, you're like, when will this hell end? When will the soup hell end? Like, seriously, I don't want any more soup. So freeze it.
But
absolutely.
The broth will keep okay.
And I keep the broth in the fridge even if I'm not for soup. So like at the moment, I have the umami broth in the fridge just in like in a Tupperware container. If I'm making any dish, if I'm making even like fried rice, anything, just a ladle in to like deglaze the pan. It's basically like a seasoning broth. It kind of works with anything. Pasta dishes, like anything. You can't really go wrong with it.
And water and soy sauce is just the sort of base.
Yeah, water, soy sauce, and then the dried shiitake mushrooms.
Yeah.
And I know you're thinking, you're looking at me, dried shiitake, where am I going to get them? Come on, don't be annoying me. But any Asian supermarket will have them. And you can even this kind of get stuff in like the main, like Irish supermarkets now, you can get this kind of stuff. If you don't have mushrooms, that's grand. You don't have to use them. But I would recommend it. Like porcini mushrooms obviously also work, dried porcini mushrooms. And I often use like a dried seaweed as well. And now you can get dried Irish seaweed in like a lot of shops. Like you'd be surprised. Go into like your local like Irish supermarket and you'd probably be able to find this stuff.
You'd pick it up. Well, I have to say they're both fantastic. I'm definitely going to give them a try this afternoon.
Great.
I need
to
mix up my soup making menu, so I've no excuse now. Chef and director of Convini Condiments, Holly Dalton. Holly, thanks a million.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, for taking us through some of your batch cooking, well, big batch, I should say, cooking soup recipes.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk.